Super Bowl 51 is this Sunday, and millions of viewers will tune in to watch the New England Patriots play the Atlanta Falcons. And of course, they'll be watching the commercials as well. The next day, the nation's most watched cable channel, ESPN, will debut a new version of its flagship show, SportsCenter. The 6 p.m. edition will have two new hosts, Jemele Hill and Michael Smith, who have been hosting a podcast and ESPN2 show called His and Hers. They join us now for this week's View from the Top, our series of conversations with leaders. Jemele and Michael, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot.
So what's going to be different about this than the SportsCenter that we've all seen for years?
You know, I guess I would say they're cutting out the middleman. When people think SportsCenter, they think highlights, news, and information. But the 6 p.m. SportsCenter has always been something of a hybrid, or at least in recent years, it certainly has been something of a hybrid. So whereas your former SportsCenter anchors, in order to carry on a conversation about the day's news, may enlist the help of other analysts or opinionists, as we like to call ourselves, such as Jemele or myself. Well, now we're just hosting it.
But more talk, yeah. More conversation,
yeah,
less
more
highlights.
Talk, more conversation, more fun. More not that they weren't having fun before, but nobody has fun quite like us.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, SportsCenter has really evolved a lot. It didn't just start with putting us on the six. I mean, over the last couple of years, most of the sports centers have become centered around conversations and discussion. But we'll still figure out to stick to our unofficial mantra, which was doing one dumb thing a day.
Well, but, you know, the trend that we've heard about for years with ESPN is that it wanted to be known as the place where whenever you tuned in, you would hear about the top sports stories of the day. And in fact, the news business has kind of followed that lead. And CNN now, you know, they pick one story and they just are on it all day long. Are you saying by making this change that that model doesn't work anymore?
No, I think what we're both saying, and certainly is the philosophy, not just for SportsCenter, but really if you look at all the commentary-based shows, is that they're all still news of the day shows. And yes, there may be some topics that may resonate differently than others. Say like Colin Kaepernick with the national anthem protest. That was a story that had a lot of layers to it. So it was covered a little bit differently given the different perspectives and the different layers. But most of the shows on ESPN are still news of the day. I mean, Mike and I aren't going to be talking about things that aren't topical.
More and more, it seems like people are not watching television in general to be informed as much as to be entertained. And so because they can get their information from a variety of different sources, they can read. They can read, obviously, the internet, be old fashioned, if you will, and read newspapers, listen to radio. By the time you get to us at six, we're not going to be telling you a whole lot that you aren't familiar with or that somebody else can't also tell you, given that ESPN is no longer this monopoly as it relates to sports television. You're going to watch us because you like us.
Well, Jemele, you mentioned Colin Kaepernick. I want to ask you about that because in addition to that, there was also the story of the St. Louis Rams players raising their hands as they walked onto the field following the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson. Has a lot of the news in sports in recent years become more political than it's ever been before, do you think?
Well, sports has always been political. And I think we've either fooled ourselves or conveniently forgotten how much politics have always interfered with sports. We spent, obviously, last year commemorating and acknowledging, celebrating Muhammad Ali. I mean, he's one of the most political figures to ever, you know, be in sports. And even just at every turn, it's always been there, especially the, you know, you look at it, worldwide events like the Olympics. But I think even more so now, sports is dragging us into this conversation, whether we want to be or not. So that stick to sports stuff just really isn't realistic or applicable, not only just with Colin Kaepernick. If you look at what's happening in the country right now, I mean, we have a very polarizing person in office and a lot of athletes are reacting to that. You know, you saw that with this executive order with the, you know, ban on travel and the immigration ban, rather, and how that impacted Olympic athletes. And even the NBA, who reached out to the State Department to try to be reassured and to try to understand what this policy meant. So there are quite a lot of things happening in sports that don't allow us to have that distance as if this were, you know, not reality. Because we hear that from sports fans all the time about how sports is their escape, but that's just not realistic, and it never has been that way.
It's also a very privileged position to take. Oh, I watch sports to escape from reality, when that's probably not your reality then. You're probably watching sports to escape from the realities of the rest of the world, the bad news that the rest of the world is forced to deal with. Anybody, you know, that's a member of certain communities that have been prone to more injustice than others, realizes that whether you play sports or watch sports, when you turn it off or step off the field or the court, you still have to deal with the issues in this society. So the people who say, oh, you know, stick to sports, if I want politics, I'll go somewhere else, you're probably saying that because it's not your problem. Hmm. And that's a big issue across the board in our society, is that if it doesn't affect you, you know, it's hard to conjure up the appropriate level of outrage. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing who are on the wrong side of history or the wrong side of certain issues. And it's not just about athletes speaking out about political issues. And as a brief aside, and Jamel and I talk about this all the time, we got to stop using politics as a catch-all, because there are certain social and moral issues that politics kind of trivializes them. You know, this isn't about policy. This is about right and wrong when it comes to matters such as, you know, racism, brutality, domestic abuse. And that's, and those issues that I just ran down, a lot of those things end up coming out of the locker room. You think about the domestic violence issue, primarily in the National Football League, but across all sports. That's a societal problem, and sports was simply a reflection of that. So we'd be going out of our way to stick our head in the sand if we did not aggressively address a lot of these issues. And if people are uncomfortable, that's the point. It's time to make people more uncomfortable. We've been way too comfortable turning to sports and turning a blind eye to issues that face our citizens every day.
Would you be surprised if an athlete was the person to run against Donald Trump in 2020, if, you know, a LeBron James or somebody decided they wanted to run for president?
Now, that might be a little shocking, but I wouldn't be surprised if you saw more athletes in general cross over into politics because of how they feel that they can use their voices. You know, I don't know if one will be bold enough to run for president. And it's hard to address now because that's something maybe 20 or 30 years from now we can say, oh, okay, that person has decided to run. Mm. But I do think the one thing that is very encouraging about this political cycle and just about this time that we are in right now is that you do have a lot of athletes who feel far more empowered to use their voice and to speak up on the issues that resonate with them. Because I think we went through a long period with them in particular where they didn't feel comfortable entering that space, or they felt like it was too big of a risk to ever speak up on something. And now I think they feel more of a sense of duty and obligation to do it.
One more question. We've got probably a number of listeners who are not people that pay attention to sports on a daily basis. What do you tell people that aren't interested in sports about why they should be?
Why they should be interested in sports in general?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I'm sure you've got friends who, you know, don't like to come over and watch the football game on the weekend or something like that, but you want to convince them to do it.
Well, I don't like watching football with people anyway, though. I watch sports by myself, maybe with my son. That's about it. Even with my wife, when I watch it with her, I'm like, stop asking me so many questions. That's a tough question, because sports is all, honestly, I have to stop and think about that. You know, didn't want to have a radio silence here going, because sports has always been such a big part of my life and everybody's life that I'm really close with. I meet somebody and they don't know who I am, what I do, or anything about what I do, and they say, well, I'm not really into sports. I'm like, that's actually good. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you should. I'm glad you pay attention to the, you know, technology and the stock market. Maybe you could educate me on some of these things. Let's discuss politics anyway. But I just think there's just so many, you know, not to be cliche, but there are so many lessons, so many forms of inspiration that can be drawn from sports stories when it comes to people overcoming adversity and succeeding against all odds, or just coming together and working together. I mean, you know, if our country, our government, our leaders, if they want to find an example of people that can set aside differences for the common good, well, you know, you start with sports.
Michael Smith and Jamel Hill, they are taking over the 6 p.m. Sports Center slot on Monday on ESPN. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.